your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Welcome to Maximized Living with Dr. Rosie Main, a teaching ministry designed to encourage you to seek a healthy lifestyle through nutrition, time, and stress management. We hope to emphasize the importance of honoring the vessel God has given us stewardship over, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Here now is Dr. Rosie.
Welcome to Maximize Living Radio. My name is Dr. Rosie Main, coming here every week to inspire you to start changing your life from the inside out. I am a Maximize Living chiropractor here in Meridian. My office is called Main Health Solutions, and I come here every week to inform you on what things to do to start changing your health. And many of you know my story and why I have such a compassion, is I did lose my mom prematurely through diabetes, and unfortunately now here recently my sister, and also very young in her at 47. And so this is where I have a compassion for this topic today. It's about reversing type 2 diabetes and showing you just some of the new research and also just techniques to try to start looking at things differently with your health and really removing the cause of the problem. And as many of you know, here in my office, we always stand for the principle of what we know is true, which is, you know, God put a power in our body to heal. And we live in a world where there's many interferences. And so these interferences not only come from emotional issues, nutritional issues, but the fact is we can start changing this if we just start changing what we do. Now, I want to start just jumping into this topic on how to start changing your circumstance with problems like diabetes type 2. And I think that a lot of times people have to change their perspective and believe that they can heal, because many times people feel that they have no choice. And I really feel that, you know, we have the ability to start changing the way the body heals, so we do what is intended and get to the root cause. So most doctors right now, dietitians and diabetes specialists, claim that type 2 diabetes is a chronic and progressive disease. And even the American Diabetes Association, for example, almost proudly proclaims this on the website. But once you get the diagnosis, it's not a life sentence. You know, genetics are a tendency, but they're not a life sentence. And it's actually, you know, in my eyes, a big lie. You know, type 2 diabetes is almost always reversible. And it's almost ridiculously easy to prove. This is a great news for more than 50% of American adults who have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes or diabetes. Now, recognizing this truth is the first step in reversing your diabetes, or at least slowing the progression of it. And actually, it's something that most people already instinctively recognize to be true. You know, suppose, for example, your friend is diagnosed as diabetic, then works hard to lose 50 pounds, and he takes himself all his medications, and his blood sugars are now normal. What would you say to him? You know, probably something like, you know, great job, or you're really taking care of yourself, keep it up. What you wouldn't say is something like, you know, you're such a dirty, filthy liar. My doctor says this is a chronic and progressive disease, so you must be lying. And it's obvious that, you know, diabetes reversed because your friends first lost all the weight, and that's the point. You know, disease is reversible. We've known this all along, but only diet and lifestyle changes will reverse this. It's not medications. It's not, you know, depending on an outside in thinking. So your body has the ability to heal. And the most important thing, of course, is to start looking at the weight issues. But, you know, diabetes not only is the issue, like all disease, you know, cancer, you know, all these kind of medications from an outside in perspective is not the solution. You got to get to the root cause of why these things are occurring. And so insulin, for example, is notorious for causing weight gain, and patients intuitively sense that they are heading down the wrong path. And they often, you know, typically when a patient comes into my office and wants to start changing, they'll say, you know, you always say this on a radio show that you know, weight loss is a good thing to start doing to reverse your diabetes, yet, you know, it's still frustrating because I can't, seem to keep it off. And I never have a good answer because, you know, the fact is that everybody is different. And there's a lot of reasons why people put weight on. But what I found is that anytime people are on medications of any form, it doesn't necessarily is going to go help and reverse this stuff. It's just, it's a thank God system. Medications are there for life-saving times. Like, for instance, I always tell my patients, don't come to me when you have a heart attack. Medicine is there. Crisis care is there to save your life. If your blood pressure is up, then take the blood pressure medications to help you. But then as long as you're finding the solution to the cause, because just by taking your medication alone is not going to solve the problem. So this is where, what do we need to do to start reversing some of the diseases always goes back to, you have to become responsible for your health. You can't wait for your insurance. You can't wait for your medical doctor to do this. You can't wait for me to even do this. I'm just going to show you what are the things you need to take responsibility for to start changing your destiny. And so this is where, you know, a lot of these things, and this is one I see often in my office, the essential feature of type 2 diabetes and prediabetes is that our bodies are completely filled with sugar. And it's not just too much sugar in the blood, that's only part of the problem. There's just too much sugar in our entire body. Imagine our bodies to be like a sugar bowl, for example, a bowl of sugar. When we're young, our sugar bowl is empty. And over decades of we eat too much of the wrong things, like sugary cereals, desserts, white bread, and the sugar bowl gradually fills up with sugar until completely full. And then the next time you eat sugar comes into the body, the bowl is full, so it spills out into the blood. So insulin is a normal hormone produced when we eat, and its job is to allow the glucose into the cells. But when it is no longer able to do it, glucose and will then pile up outside the cell in the blood. And this is called insulin resistance. So why does this happen? And it really goes back to, the cells are already filled with glucose. And so this is where, you know, we have to, like trying to blow air into an overinflated balloon, it simply takes more force. So if we understand this, the cell resists the glucose because it's completely full. And so insulin resistance is an overflow phenomena. And one of those things that we have to remember, you know, the body after a while will just wear out those receptors of insulin. So you got to start changing what's causing it in the first place. Another example is like packing your clothes into a suitcase. At first, the clothes go without any trouble, but after a certain point, it's impossible to jam in those last two t-shirts. You can't close the suitcase. The luggage is now resistant to the clothes. It's way harder to put those last two shirts than it would have for the first two of them. It's the same overflow phenomenon. The cell is just filled to bursting with glucose. So trying to force more is difficult, and it requires much more doses of insulin. So your body then shoots up more insulin to try to get rid of that sugar. But when the insulin levels are unable to keep up with the increasing resistance, blood sugar then rises, and then you get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And then, of course, then you get put on a pill such as metformin. But metformin does not get rid of the sugar. Instead, it simply takes the sugar from the blood and rams it back into the liver. And then the liver doesn't want it, so it ships it out to other organs like the kidneys, the nerves, the eyes, the heart. And much of this extra sugar will also just get turned into fat. And so the problem, of course, is, you know, has not been solved. The sugar bowl is still overflowing. You've only moved sugar from the blood where you can see it into the blood body where you couldn't see it. So the next time you eat, the exact same thing happens. And so this is where sugar comes in, spills out into the blood, and you take metformin again to cram the sugar back into the body. And this works for a while, but eventually body fills up with sugar to now the same dose of metformin cannot force any more sugar into the body. So the next thing is you go to the doctor. And what does he do? I mean, basically, instead of getting rid of the toxic sugar load, he doubles your medication. And so again, if I go back to the analogy that I was talking about, the luggage, if the luggage doesn't close, the solution is to empty it out, not use more force to. So the higher dose of medication helps for a little bit, but blood sugars go down as you force your body to gag down even more sugar. But eventually, you know, this fails. So then your doctor gives you a second medication. And this was my mom. You know, by the time she was in her late 40s, she was on almost 18 medications. And I really think that the medications would stall her life prematurely, where she then got gut issues. And before you know it, kidney issues, and one thing after another, before you know it, we're giving her care as teenagers, having to drive her to the dialysis center. And I will never forget those nights, the days where, you know, she would come back so tired from the dialysis. And even being there in the dialysis, you go in and the smell, if you've ever been to a dialysis center, the smell of rotting body, if you've never smelled that, it's just horrible. I mean, just the thing is that these are the moments that I anchor to. Whenever I come on this radio show, there's an urgency that, you know, this is not what God wants for us, that he wants us to go live our potential for the long haul. And many times people are just not living to that. Just like my mom, she died prematurely. So I come here with an urgency that if you're suffering right now, when it comes to your health, specifically these issues like diabetes, we want to help you. You know, there's a time to act, though, and this is where I'm gonna, you know, give you that opportunity. If you want to see what we can do, again, my name is Dr. Rosie Main. I'm a chiropractor here in Meridian. My office is called Main Health Solutions, and you can look me up on my website, mainhealthsolutions.com, or on my Facebook page. But we're going to give you the opportunity to call to see what we can do to help you. And we have you come in and do a consultation. We do, you know, a nutritional, just a consult, just to see what's going on. But more important than nutrition, as a chiropractor, we know that philosophy of the principle of chiropractic is to remove interference to the nervous system. I've talked about nutrition here being a big thing with sugar, but it wouldn't matter how much you change that if even deeper to that is the cause is that there's nerve interference from your brain to your body connection to those organs. So if there's a spine that's not functioning, that is not allowing your organs to function at 100% to produce the kind of hormones that they need, such as the pancreas is only able to know if there's problems with blood sugar in the body by your brain telling it to and telling it to secrete insulin. But if there's interference to the spine, it's not going to allow the body to function. And so this is where we check the nervous system first. Then we start seeing what's going on with that, making sure that we correct that along the same token, addressing the nutritional change and toxicity. So we want to invite you for the next 10 callers. We give you the opportunity to come into our office and see what we need to do to help you. Then the number is to make this appointment for only $40. Typically, the exam and the evaluation is $180. We do it for only $40 for the next 10 callers. And you can call me at 859-6170. That is 859-6170. So give me a call again. We're talking about just diabetes specifically, knowing that this is one of those things that are on my heart. Every time I come here, I'm just wanting to really change people's perspective, not only with diabetes, but any disease, whether it be, you know, any metabolic disease or chronic disease such as cancer, high blood pressure, you know, when it comes to arthritis, all these issues are, you know, one of those things that people just let go of their health and become dependent on medications. And, you know, the fact is that things can change. And here's the thing, you know, if you're taking more and more medications to help your body try to deal with something, you know, just your body's just going to get worse until you actually get to the solution of the problem. So even if your blood sugars get better with insulin, you know, or metformin, the diabetes is still getting worse. So this is unfortunately what happens to virtually every one of my patients, is that they never get told what to do. And so the body is already overflowing with sugar. The medications only hide the blood sugar by cramming it into the engorged body. And so, you know, the fact is that the diabetes looks better since you can only see the blood sugars, but doctors can congratulate themselves on an illusion of a job well done, even as a patient gets continually sicker. So patients require ever increasing just doses of medications. And this is, you know, my mom and my sister here recently that died on diabetes as well. My dad has it, and yet, you know, still suffer with heart attacks. My dad has had three of them, congestive heart failure, strokes, kidney failure. You know, I see so many people who just have these issues because never get to the cause. And before you know it, they're getting amputated or they're losing the eyesight. So, you know, it's, you know, a lot of times blamed on the disease. But imagine that you hide your kitchen garbage under the rug instead of throwing it outside in the trash. You can't see it, so you can pretend your house is clean. And when there's no more room under the rug, you throw the garbage into the bedroom and bathroom too, and anywhere you where you don't have to see it, but eventually it begins to smell and really, really bad. And so you need to throw out the garbage, which is the cause, not hide it. And if we understand that with any disease, you know, when you have too much of anything, like in diabetes specifically today I'm talking about, you know, you have too much sugar in the blood is toxic. And why can't we just understand that too much sugar in the body is toxic too? And so what happens over time, you know, you leave like any disease after 10 to 20 years, every single part of the body just starts to rot. And this is specifically what happens with type 2 diabetes. And then, like, you know, any virtually any other disease affects every part of our body. Every organ suffers the long-term effects of excess sugar load. In diabetes, my mom, you know, lost her eyesight. She went almost blind. She lost her kidneys. They rotted. Fortunately, she, you know, she had to do dialysis, which kept her alive. And thank God she got a transplant that kept her alive another 10. But because of all those medications she was on to keep the kidney, which eventually rotted as well because the cause was never taken care of, she actually ruined a 14-year-old kidney that she had gotten as a transplant as well, because it also rotted. You get people that have brain that rots and get Alzheimer's disease. Your liver rots and you get fatty liver disease. Your legs rot. Your diabetic foot ulcers will rot. And so medications and insulin do not, you know, do anything to slow down the progression of this organ damage, because they don't eliminate the toxic sugar from the body. So we've known this. And so now it's just start to know what to do to reverse it. And once we understand all of this, the solution becomes pretty obvious. So if we have too much sugar in the body, then we need to just get rid of it. We can't simply hide it away. So there's only two ways really to get rid of sugar. Is number one, don't put it in your system to begin with. And number two, burn it off if you are going to have it. And so that's it. You know, that's all we need to do. And the best part, it's natural, and it's there's, you know, you don't have to buy a supplement. It's just completely free. No drugs, no sugary, stuff that is fake, no cost. is just starting to take the action. This is why the why has to be bigger than the how. You have to be willing to put the work in it. And most people want the quick fix. They want the pill. They want the supplement. So the first step is to eliminate all sugar and refined starches from your diet. And I've come here on this radio show and I've taught this many times, but sometimes people hear it, but they still don't do it. So, you know, the fact is sugar has no nutritional value and can therefore be eliminated. So starches are simply long chains of sugars, and highly refined starches such as flour or white rice are quickly broken down by digestion into glucose. So this is quickly absorbed in the body and raises blood sugar. So for example, when you eat bread, it increases your blood sugar very quickly. It doesn't, it just seems self-evident right now that we should just avoid these foods that raise blood sugar because they'll eventually be absorbed in the body. And the optimum strategy, little or no refined carbohydrates. And so too much dietary protein is also converted into glucose. This is the problem, that sometimes people go into a high protein diet, and therefore you should avoid eating too much protein, because this will also turn to sugar in the body. So protein shakes, protein bars, protein powder should all be avoided. Instead, you want to focus on eating lots of vegetables and natural healthy fats. And so this is basically what we call a ketogenic diet, but with very little protein. So dietary fat, long shown, for its, purported effects of causing heart disease, is back. Natural fats that I recommend is, like avocado, nuts, olive oil are all just very good fats. Most importantly, stick to eating whole, natural, unprocessed foods. And step number two, you want to burn it off. And I think the best way and the best solution for this is fasting. It's the simplest and fastest method to force your body to burn sugar for energy. So far this year, I've done, three block fast, about 5 to 8 days. And so glucose is in the blood and it is the most easily accessible source of energy for the body. And fasting is merely the flip side of eating. If you're not eating, you're fasting. And when you eat, your body stores food for energy. But when you fast, your body burns food energy. And if you simply lengthen out your periods of fast, you can burn off the stored sugar. And I just wrote an article on this in the Christian Living magazine that I'm part of. And so you could read on that more, or give me a call if you want help with fasting. Again, my number is 208-859-6170. Not everybody should fast. I do want to just recommend that you talk to your doctor about that. But that would be the first thing to do is, stop eating sugar and stop burning it off. And since type 2 diabetes is merely excessive glucose in the body, burning it off will reverse the, disease. While it may sound severe, fasting has been practiced for at least 2,000 years. And it's the oldest dietary therapy known. So literally millions of people throughout human history have fasted. Jesus fasted. So many people in the Bible fasted. So if you're taking, again, prescription medications, you just seek the advice of your physician. But the bottom line comes to this. If you don't eat, will your blood sugars come down? Of course. If you don't eat, will you lose weight? Of course. So what's the problem? None that I can see. But we can reverse type 2 diabetes and prediabetes today right now. And I see it in my patients. But you do have to take action. And all without the cost and without drugs and without surgery, that's even better. And with all natural, time-tested healing methods. And I know this and I see this in my practice, but you do have to do the work. And this is where we're here to help you. Again, if you're going to do any of this stuff, talk to your doctor before you do anything. Don't just go get off of medications. And if you're fasting, you have to, and you're already on insulin, you have to talk to your doctor about this stuff. Or, give us a call if you want our help. We want to remind you, my name is Dr. Rosie Main. I come here to do whatever I can to try to steer you in the right direction, but always follow this with somebody, with a medical professional, so that you can get the help you need to do this. So again, My name is Dr. Rosie Main. If you want to call us and ask questions, or if you want to see what we can do to help you, we want to invite you. For the next 10 callers, we give you the opportunity to do a consultation and an exam, a chiropractic and neurological evaluation, which includes an x-ray and an EMG of your spine, which that's what we always start with, to see what's going on with your nervous system. All this is typically a value of $180, and we do it for the next 10 callers for only $40. You can look me up on my mainhealthsolutions.com website. Follow us on Instagram at Rosie Main or on Facebook at Main Health Solutions. Thank you for being with us here on this radio show. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.
Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of Maximized Living with Dr. Rosie.